Rabotai, with your permission, just a few words of Peticha. Really, it's words of excitement. It's really an exciting sight to see everyone here. I hope that we have the opportunity to do this many, many times together. The Ahavata Torah, the excitement of Torah that is exhibited just by the fact everybody came on time and everybody's here to learn is something that is very special. We can actually say that although we are still eating, we've come for a ta'anit sibu. That means to complete Masechet Ta'anit Betzibu, as collectively as a tzibu, as a group. And that's not a joke at all, because the zechut of learning Masechet Ta'anit definitely has in it the segula of a ta'anit. And in the word ta'anit, which means fast, we have the word aniyah, which means answering. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer our tefillot through the zechut of this limud Torah. Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, yesagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. This pasuk, anyone whose name is Yaakov, says this pasuk at the end of the Amidah. It begins with Yud Ayin and it ends with Kuf Bet, and with the name of Yaakov. And we are in the parashiyot of Yaakov. Last week we read in Parashat Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu fought with the Malach, and the Malach gave him a name. He said, Lo Yaakov Ye'amer Ot Shimcha Ki Im Yisrael Ki Sarita Im Elokim Ve'im Anashim Vatuchal. The Malach gave a name to Yaakov. He called him Yisrael Ki Sarita, because you have struggled, you have been challenged. Sarita, you have fought. Im Elohim v'im anashim v'tuchal, with angels and with people, and you have come out victorious, v'tuchal. So I want to talk about, for a few minutes, the two names of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Yisrael. First of all, Yaakov. Yaakov has in it the word Ekev. Ekev means heel. But as in English we have a saying, when you're on the heels of someone else, that means you're following someone else. La'akov means to follow. But it's much more than that. It has a connotation of ikviyut. Ikviyut means consistency. One after another, day after another, week after another. The Daf Yomi Limud in these days is in Masechet Ta'anit, actually quite in the center of Masechet Ta'anit. In fact, in the sugya of Ta'anit Tzibur. So it's very apropos that we are learning together Ta'anit Betzibur. But the idea of learning, whether it's the learning of Daf Yomi or the Kvi'uti Timla Torah, setting set times for learning Torah, is the ikviyut, is the consistency. Chas v'shalom, should there be a day that is skipped without learning Torah, that's not a day. The name Yaakov of our forefather has that meaning of ikviyut, of every day. Imagine if Yaakov would have slipped up for 1 second that night when he was wrestling with the Malach, it would have been over. He would have lost, and we would have lost. It was the ikviyut of Yaakov that led to his victory over the Malach. But I want to speak more about the name Yisrael, Rabotai. Ikviyut is one thing, and that is important. Without that, we cannot succeed, whether it's in Limud Torah or in general in Avodat Hashem. The name Yisrael, I want to share with you a thought from the Sefer Imre Emet of the great Gaon and Tzaddik of Leib Le'Eger, Zechuto Tagen Alenu, the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And he writes in one of his Chidushim, it's a long one, I'm only going to speak about the first part of what he says. He asks a question. He says, the Malach gave Yaakov the name Yisrael. Why? Kisarita im Elokim v'im Anashim v'tuchal. Kisarita, because you have fought v'tuchal and you emerged victorious. So mima nafshach? He asks, what is the reason for the name? If the reason is because of v'tuchal, because of the success, then you should have given him a different name. Maybe the name should have been Yachol El or Michael or some other kind of name that has in it the word Vatuchal, Yecholet. You came up victorious. You were able to win. Instead, the name that the Malach gave him was Kisarita, Yisrael. Yisrael is a reminder of the Sarita, of the fight. Why are you reminding us of the fight? Why is that important? So says of Leib Le'Eger, Alav Shalom, he says, the Vatuchal part, the result of Vatuchal, that's not from us. That's not up to us. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether a person wins or not, the result is not what Hashem asks from us. Even Yaakov Avinu said, "Ki hanani Elokim v'chi yesh li chol." The chol, which is the shorish of the word yachol, that chol is hanani Elokim. That's only behen, behesed, berevach, uvrachamim rabim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov, you know what your share is? You know what I'm mostly proud of? Is the sarita part. Is the fact that you fight. Is the struggle itself. The struggle itself is why we are called Yisrael. Is why Yaakov was called Yisrael. That's the bracha of being a Yisrael. To know that it's difficult. Let's say a person takes on a masechet to learn. And from the name, it seems like, oh, this should be a walk in the park. It shouldn't be so hard. How hard can a masechet ta'anit be? Ta'anit, man. Fasting should be harder than learning masechet ta'anit. And we all know, once you start learning, where is the ta'anit? Where is the fast? Because sometimes it's very, very difficult. The Gemara goes back and forth, and it looks like it doesn't make sense. It looks like sometimes there are loose ends that are left in the air. Why are there loose ends left in the air? The answer is Kisarita. The main thing is Yisrael. The main thing is not Vatuchal. Teiku is just as good an answer as a beautiful answer that the Gemara comes up with, because the Teiku means Kisarita. I remember I used to have a Rebbe in my high school, when I was in high school, and he told us, a Ben Torah is someone who is always munach bekushia. I think I also saw in the name Rav Shlomo Volbe, alav shalom. A ben Torah is someone that is always thinking about a question in Torah. What do you mean? It should be better. You should be thinking of an answer. Answer is even more. That's the result. No. My Rebbe used to say, once you have an answer, you stop learning. When you have a question, you're in the midst of learning. It's the Kisarita. That's a Yisrael. And notice that Yaakov Avinu, when the Malach asked him, okay, could you let go of me? Shaleheni ki ala hashacha. Let me go, please. It was nice, you know, this whole dance that we had overnight, but can I go? Vayomer Yaakov lo ashalechacha. Oh no, ki im berachtani. I'm not going to let go of you until you give me a bracha. How does that make sense? Imagine wrestling with someone all night. The first second you have the chance to get away, you run away. What's this? And the answer is, Rabotai, I saw in the Sfarim of Slonim, Ki im berachtani, after a sarita, after a fight, after a struggle, after a challenge, in the world of Avodat Hashem, in the world of Limud Torah, a person is not the same anymore. It's not the same person. Ki im berachtani, I'm not just letting go, I'm not just leaving, as if the end of the fight, that's the main thing. We ended, we finished, okay, now let me go. Oh, no, no, no. That's not what it's about. It's not about getting over with it. It's not about finishing it. It's about what bracha did I get out of it? How did I change? How did I become better? I'm not the same person as before. Ki im berachtani, please give me a bracha. Which means this whole sarita that was going on all night transformed Yaakov Avinu into a whole different level, transformed Am Yisrael into a whole different level. When a person begins me'ematai, when he reaches the words Hadran Alach, it's not the same person as who began me'ematai. It's a whole different, it's Hadrach Alan. The Hadar, the beauty, the splendor of the Masechet is now on the person. It's Alan, it's now on. Now we don't have those type of glasses to be able to see it. But imagine if we would have very special Ruchani glasses to be able to see the Ora Makif, the light that envelops, that encircles a Jew after he finishes a Masechet, we would be able to witness Hadrach Alan, the Hadar of the Masechet. That's the Ki'im Berachtani. That is the result, the real result of this Ki'im. The sarita, of that fight with Hashem. So, Rabotai, let's begin this fight right now. With the, let's tackle it, as they say, Masechet Ta'anit, and Bezrat Hashem will also be hearing at the end, at the conclusion, words of Chizuk from Rav Savan Bezrat Hashem. So, B'siyata Dishmaya Be'atzlacha, B'Shem Hashem Na'aseh, V'Natzliach, and this limud should be Leilui Nishmat, Yaakov, Ben Ladisya. And also all the Seudais as well. Yaakov ben Ladisya, Alav Hashem.